There you go. Well done, Seltzer. Of course, that's the fake variety. And how am I to say that? Rocky's my favorite. But he is not, like, real.
You nailed it, Dak.
But let me tell you something. The city of Philadelphia has had, really, we've had an incredible string of fighters through the years. Obviously, most notably, Joe Frazier and Bernard Hopkins. But we've got another champion. And he's with us in studio today. He's got a big fight coming up in 2 weeks. His name? Giron. His nickname? Boots. Let's welcome to WIP for the first time ever, the welterweight champion of the world, fighting out of Germantown, Boots Ennis. Boots, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to WIP, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dude, congrats on, I mean, it is, so it's funny, John and I have talked a lot this week, kind of a downtime in Philly sports. The Phils are out, the Eagles are kind of struggling, and it's like, but we got a, John, we've got a champion, like literally.
World champion.
World champion here. So Boots, let's start with this, and I know, by the way, limited time because you got to get down to City Hall, they're going to honor you down there, it's great. All right, what is it like to be the champion of the world?
It's a great, you know, it's a goal, you know, that I accomplished, you know, but the job not done. You know, I got many more belts to get, you know, and you know, finish, you know, taking over this weight division, at the 147-pound weight division.
And you've never lost. So no. for those that don't know, the record, and it's astounding, in 33 fights, 32 wins, 29 by knockout, one no contest, which means zero losses.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. I put the work in. You know, I do all the hard work, you know, and it show on fight night.
And your next fight night is coming up here in the near future, coming November, beginning of November, right? You're defending your welterweight title?
Yes, November 9th, I'm defending my welterweight title, you know, at the Wells Fargo Center. And it's going to be my second time fighting here. I just fought here, you know, July 13th, and then it was fireworks, and I think this time going to be even better.
The hometown thing's got to be a thrill. I mean, to fight in your hometown and defend a title.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was crazy, you know, and that was the first fight at the Wells Fargo Center. So, you know, everybody came out, they showed love, they supported, you know, and I think this one's going to be even bigger. You know, I think everybody going, you know, come out and show love and, you know, and you know, finally, you know, embrace me.
So the other sports in town, who's your team? Who's your team you follow the most closely?
I love all sports. So you know, I watch every single sport, you know, closely. But right now, you know, just you know, the Eagles and the Sixers.
Yeah, Eagles. Eagles are tough. Did you play other sports when you were growing up, or just boxing through and through?
No, I played basketball growing up. I was playing basketball and boxing at the same time, but I've been boxing all my life.
Boots, when did you know that you had a chance to be the champion of the world? I mean, I can't imagine at age 10 you're thinking that. When did it come into focus, like, I'm actually this good, I can actually do this and win it all?
Yeah, ever since I had my first amateur fight, growing up, I really never even liked fighting in the amateurs because I always had a professional style. I never threw a bunch of punches. I never threw a lot of punches. And when I was little and I was fighting these tournaments and winning these tournaments, I'm like, I can't wait to turn pro. I just want to, you know, basically be world champion, you know, follow behind my brother's footsteps, you know, and take my last name to the next level.
Do you know Bernard B-Hop? I mean, obviously he retired, gosh, I'd have to do the math here, but I guess 10 or so years ago. And what a career, to the age of 49. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know him.
I mean, does he help you in any way as far as the journey and what he went through? And
nah.
You guys don't have that relationship?
Nah, yeah.
It was quite a journey. I mean, he fought till he was 49 years old. Mm-hmm. And again, Boots Ennis with us here in studio, getting ready for his fight. So the fight is coming up on, the specific date is November the 9th. It's a Saturday night. It's at the Wells Fargo Center. Mm-hmm. And so help us out. I'm going to try the pronunciation of your opponent, and then you correct me if I say it wrong. Corinne Kukason.
I think it's Chukason.
Kukason?
Chukason, something like that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now
that's a tough one, though. Yeah. I mean, the spelling on that one.
I'm shocked Joe didn't get it, to be honest.
A-D-Z-H-I-A-N.
So,
well,
so,
wow.
You're so good at pronouncing names. I just thought you'd nail it.
It's funny, Boots. So with what we do as sports talk show hosts and then following the Phillies, the Flyers, and the Sixers, and the Eagles, typically, and John knows this as a player to play for the Eagles, under Andy Reid. I mean, John, you're instructed by Andy Reid. Do not give bulletin board material. Do not say, we're going to beat Dallas. Sure. You might think it, but you don't say it. But Boots, boxing's different. Like, you're gonna beat this chump, right?
Most definitely. You know, I put the work in. I know what I do day in and day out. And November 9th, and I'm gonna have some fun and put on a show and do my thing. You know, what I do.
Do you have to hone the trash talking just like you have to hone the boxing itself? Like, it's all one big package? When you get up there and you're face-to-face, there's a lot that's said that we don't get to hear.
Right.
Yeah. How good do you have to be at trash talking?
I mean,
to really be peak performance as a boxer.
I mean, everybody different with the trash talking. Like, with me, I really don't talk too much. I don't really got too much to say. You know, I do all my talking in the ring. And, but everybody different, though. Some people talk a lot. Some people don't talk at all. You know, I see something, somebody say something back to me or say something to me, but I'm not. I don't got to talk to you because I know what I'm going to do to you when I get in the ring.
Wow.
Confidence.
Boots, so this fight, what's next after that? I mean, are you going to ever move up and go heavier? And because I know there's some dudes in, you know, the higher classes that, you know, people want to see you fight. What's the plan? What's next?
Right now, my main goal right now is focusing on November 9th. You know, at Don Victorious November 9th, and I put on a show and I look good, you know, and get a knockout. Just, you know, whatever comes to the table, you know. But my whole thing is I want, you know, collect these belts and I want to be undisputed. So my next fight, you know, I want one of these other champs.
And how many belts do you need to become an undisputed? Is it four?
It's four.
Yeah.
It's four plus the Ring Magazine belt. So it's
and
five.
You got IBF right now.
I got the IBF, yes.
It's awesome. Well, by the way, for everyone listening right now, you can get tickets to this fight. Now, we're giving away one pair of tickets by the end of the show today, which is in the next 20 minutes. But you can also purchase tickets for this fight. It's November 9th, Saturday, November 9th, Wells Fargo Center. And the website is wellsfargocenterphilly.com. Again, wellsfargocenterphilly.com. He's 32. What do they call? Is it 0-1? Is that what a no contest? 0-1 or just 32-0? What does that mean?
It's 32-0. 32-0. And knockouts. And then I guess they put it at the end.
Yeah. All right. Forget the no contest.
You don't have to include that.
32-0.
Hey, listen, 32-0.
There you go. The sweet science is a beautiful thing, man. And Boots, you're one of the absolute greatest in the world today. Congrats on what you've done.
Thank you.
We hope to see you and be there on November 9th. Good luck, my man. And City of Philadelphia is behind you. And come back to, you know, WIP anytime you get a chance, man. And we'll root you on the whole way.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
You got it. Let's hear it for Boots Ennis. Great stuff right there. Boots, have fun. I know you're headed down to the City Hall right now to go hang out with the the big Mahoffs at City Hall and get a citation, you know, as they honor you down there before your fight. Good luck, Boots, and we'll be watching. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.